diverse, independent, and yours. CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
snow races down from heavy gray clouds here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with Mom and their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen having breakfast. It's a snow day.
We have the whole day to ourselves.
School's been canceled.
And we're having pancakes for breakfast.
Life couldn't be better.
Looks like we got a ton of snow.
Yeah, look at that.
And your father's outside clearing the driveway right now. He loves that snowblower.
Yeah, sure does. Maybe we should take a walk around the neighborhood and see if any of our neighbors need to be shoveled out.
That sounds like a very nice idea, Steven.
First, we better take the trash out to the side of the road. Jerry the garbage man should be by anytime soon. It's garbage day.
Oh, I don't think Jerry will be making it here today, Jack. The roads are pretty bad.
Yeah, I bet you the landfill's closed, too.
Over at the local landfill to see what's going on. Gonna tell you all about it, sing it to you in a song. They're taking our garbage, saving what they can. Here at the landfill, they got a recycling plan. Well, they got places for anything you bring in. Recycling papers, cardboard, glass, metals, plastic, and tin. But to make it all work, you got to do your part. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Save on space.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Save resources.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Save our planet.
Reduce, reuse. Recycle, yeah. They got a compost pile where leaves and grass break down. Nature's way of recycling ground. They're taking what's left over to the landfill, covering it up with dirt to make a big old hill. They got places for anything you bring in. Recycling papers, cardboard, glass, metals, plastic, and tin. But to make it all work, you got to do your part. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Save on space.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Save resources.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
It seems pretty quiet around here.
Yeah, everyone's snowed in and sleeping. Maybe we should go back to bed and get some more rest, too.
Too late for that, Sam. We're already dressed and ready to start shoveling out the neighborhood.
And it looks like the first driveway we ought to shovel is Mrs. Untermeyer's.
You sure? Maybe we could sneak in a few more hours of sleep.
Come on now. We have a big day ahead of us, filled with charitable deeds.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, It's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
charitable.
Spelling, please.
C-H-A-R-I-T-A-B-L-E.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Generous and giving to those in need. Synonyms of words that mean the same thing are... munificent.
I plan to pay for your entire college education.
Or kind.
I have gifts for everyone.
Sentence, please.
Well, boys, I thank you very much for your charitable actions. I don't know how I would have gotten my driveway cleared all by myself. And to show my appreciation, I'd like to offer you all some hot chocolate.
Wow. Oh, thanks, Mrs. Untermeyer.
Thanks.
One good deed begets another. Seeds of kindness sown in summer will bloom like spring in mid-December. Here's the chorus. With you've got yours and I've got mine. There's a long, hard mission underway. Come on and hitch your wagon. You can help me to fire the engines. Two as one, we'll be up and away. One good turn deserves another. One good deed begets another. And seeds of kindness sow them each summer. They will bloom like spring and warm.
From Al Jarreau.
Alrighty, whose driveway's next?
Hey, I know who could use our help. Mr. Burnham.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I wonder how his wrist is.
Well, let's find out. Yeah.
Maybe he's still sleeping.
I don't think so. Here comes somebody.
Well, good morning, fellas.
Hello, Mr. Burnham.
Brr, it's wintry out here.
How's your wrist, Mr. Burnham?
Yeah.
Oh, it's still pretty sore. I took quite a fall the other day on that silly old stepladder while pruning my apple trees. Ooh. Good thing your father happened to be out in your backyard and looked over in my backyard. I could have been lying there on my back under that ladder till next spring.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Burnham, it's your lucky day.
Oh, now, did I win the lottery?
Nope, we're here to shovel your driveway.
We figured you could use an extra hand.
Well, I sure could use one that's not as sore as this one. Okay, enough of my jokes. I'm very grateful that you're doing this for me.
Sure.
And after you boys get done shoveling, I want you to come on in and have some lunch. I have lots of apples, too.
Ooh.
I'll see if the missus will help me bake you boys an apple pie. Because everybody eats when they come to our house.
Turn off the telly, Nelly. Come to the table, Mabel. Now sit up straight, Kate. It's time to eat, Pete. Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Get with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, Plato. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills you. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills you. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Sample a taco, Paco. Have an hors d'oeuvre, Irby.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Pasta, Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Hey, this is a party, Marty. You get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
All of my friends are welcome. Now don't make me nag ya, mag ya. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? Eat all my things if they gag ya. A frittata latte, nibble a kibble, Sybil, chili con carne for Barney.
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Face, Buster, share, chops, thump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. When they come to my house.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from John Lithgow at the top of the news today. Have the long months of winter got you down? Well, the solution could simply be light. That's right, folks. Maybe things just aren't bright enough for you. Coward O'Sell is live on location with Phil Spectrum, who's convinced his bulbs could make a difference. Coward?
Coward O'Sell here. Now, Mr. Spectrum, it's wintertime, and your contention is that people aren't getting enough light.
Yes, well, the days are getting shorter, the sun rises later, and goes down earlier.
Yeah, right.
And humans need full-spectrum sunlight to stay mentally healthy and positively balanced.
Yes.
Regular old light bulbs just won't do.
So now you're going to light up the room here.
Yes, let's turn on just a few of my bulbs
okay.
here. Another one.
All right.
And a few more.
Uh-huh.
And a few more.
That's quite good. A few more. Maybe we should...
And a few more.
Well, maybe we should settle for what we've got now, Mr. Spectrum.
Let's get all 50 of them on now. see the difference?
Ooh, 50 bulbs? This is actually quite nice. It feels like summertime.
Yes.
I think I need my sunglasses. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Hello, folks. Zucchini Land is sitting under 10 inches of snow right now, with more on the way. Wintertime can be a lot of fun, but these cloudy skies do make me feel a little bit blue. Back to you, Bob.
Me too. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
The sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me. And it's a hitchhike 100 miles. I'm a ragamuffin child. Pointed finger, painted smile. I left my shadow waiting down the road for me a while. Cloudy, my thoughts are scattered and they're cloudy. They have no borders, no boundaries. They echo and they swell from Tolstoy to Tinkerbell, down from Berkeley to Carmel. Got some pictures in my pocket and a lot of time to kill. Hey sunshine, I haven't seen you in a long time. Why don't you show your face and bend my mind? These clouds stick to the sky like a floating question why. And they linger there to die. They don't know where they're going, and my friend, neither do I. Cloudy, 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 cloudy.
Song from Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, I'm stuffed.
Yeah, those were really good grilled cheese sandwiches Mr. and Mrs. Burnham made us for lunch.
Yeah. And they make the best apple pie, too,
next to Mom's.
Hey, looks like Susan could use a little help shoveling her driveway.
Yeah. Hey, Susan!
Hey!
Hey, guys!
Hey, would you like some help shoveling?
Sure, thanks!
Hi, Polly. That was a nice surprise, waking up to a snow day, huh?
Yeah, no school.
I guess that means our quiz for today is postponed until tomorrow.
Wait a second.
What quiz?
Remember? We're supposed to memorize our address and phone number.
If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. You might never need it, but it's good to know. Your street and your house number and your telephone. You can get help quickly if you know these things. It makes you safer, more secure. So let's all join and sing. If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. If you ever get lost, you can always tell. Policeman or shopkeeper or someone you know well. It's simple information, but if you're all alone, it can really help you to find your way back home. If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. If you learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Well, there we go, Susan.
Looks like your driveway's all shoveled.
Wow, thanks for the help, guys.
Sure. Well, it's like our mom says.
The quote of the day is...
What can I do to help is a good question to practice asking one another. Morgan Simone DeLeo.
This turned out to be a pretty good day.
Yeah. Day off from school.
Lots of new snow.
And we helped shovel our neighbors out.
Whew, I'm tired.
Yeah, it's home from work we go.
No trick to get rich quick.
If you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine, in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine.
We dig, 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 dig from early on till night. We dig, 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 dig up everything inside.
We dig up diamonds by the score.
1,000 rubies, sometimes more.
But we don't know what we dig them for.
We dig, 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 dig.
A song from the Seven Dwarfs.
Home sweet home.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Jack Zucchini, this is Melanie at Groovin' Outerwear. And for an unlimited time, we're offering a very special price on our tie-dyed snowsuits.
Tie-dyed snowsuits?
Right on, brother. That's just $19.95 for the first tie-dyed snowsuit. And we'll send you a second snowsuit, half of a third snowsuit, for another $19.95 with no obligation to buy. Now, if you're not completely satisfied, you can send it back for just...
Let me guess, $19.95.
Exactly, and we'll...
Amy, the telemarketer? Is this you?
Now, how could you tell that?
I think it was something in your delivery.
Tell the customer he would look good in a tie-dyed snowsuit.
Excuse me, Jack Zucchini, but I imagine you and your brothers would look pretty cool in these tie-dyed snowsuits. They're very warm.
I'm sure they are, but we already have snowsuits.
There's always room for more snowsuits, especially tie-dyed ones.
Actually, we don't have that much extra room in our clubhouse.
Offer the customer another product.
Well, then, Jack Zucchini, you're in luck, because for an unlimited time, we're willing to build a tie-dyed extension to your clubhouse, all for just...
$19.95. Sounds pretty groovy, Amy, but
Our mom and dad are kind of old-fashioned. I don't think they'd appreciate a tie-dyed extension to our clubhouse.
Okay, then, how about some cats? We've got plenty of cats, and for 1995...
How about a song from Dog on Fleas?
There's plenty of cats to explode milk. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. And all the birds are still gonna sing. Bad days come, bad days go. Sometimes I don't believe it's so. I get my feet all stuck in muck. Nobody but me has such bad luck. But then I look into the sky. The sun's not out, but I can feel it try. It's just some clouds that are passing through. They can't keep the sun from getting to you. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. The sun's coming out, the birds will sing. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. Come on, get up and do your thing. You drop an egg and it will break. The name for that is a mistake. You learn a little bit everything you spill. It never kills you, it never will. So take a deep breath and let it out. Do it again, you can use your mouth. No sense crying over broken eggs. There's more chickens laying, you don't have to beg. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. There's plenty of cats to explode milk. And all the birds are still gonna sing. There's plenty of cats.
Show, we'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
Red Diffusion in Singapore.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1280 and click on the fun stuff icon for ways you can help out in your own neighborhood.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I'm tired from shoveling.
Me too.
I wonder if Mr. Burnham's hand is getting better. I'm not giving him mine, though. Polly. Right over here.
Back in grade school, we all likely had a teacher with an uncanny ability, even with her back turned, to sense when we were up to no good. You might say she had eyes in the back of her head. In nature, there are a few birds that actually appear to have eyes in the back of their heads. Birds like the northern pygmy owl have large, black, eye-shaped markings on the feathered back of their brown heads, a plumage adaptation that creates a pair of false eyes. But why? One theory is that large false eyes may deter predators. They create the illusion that the pygmy owl is much bigger than its 6 3/4 inch size.